to himself, hefting the heavy camera into place and training the telephoto lens on the doorway. He'd wished she'd hurry. Once he snapped the photos her husband had paid McLeod Investigative Services to get, his duty would be done, and he could crawl back under his rock. A dark bar, and a shot of single malt. Some place where the pale gray daylight could not sting his eyes. Where he could concentrate on not thinking about Aaron. He let the camera drop with a sigh and pulled out his tobacco and rolling papers. After he had woken up from the coma, during the agonizing tedium of rehab, he'd gotten the bright idea of switching to hand-rolled, reasoning that if he let himself roll them only with his fucked-up hand, he'd slow down and consequently smoke less. Problem was, he got good at it real fast. By now he could roll a tight cigarette in seconds flat, with either hand, without looking. So much for that pathetic attempt at self-mastery. He rolled the cigarette on autopilot, eyes trained on the townhouse, and wondered idly who had called. Only three people had the number. His friend Seth and his two brothers, Sean and Davey. Seth for sure had better things to do on a Saturday afternoon than call him. The guy was neck deep in honeymoon bliss with rain. Probably writhing in bed right now, engaged in sex acts that were still against the law somewhere in the southern state.